All right, next patient is Betty Birch, B-I-R-C-H, 8/18/28, 121, Rivermont, A-L, C-C, follow-up on right foot pain, and intermittent increased confusion, HPI. Patient is a 97-year-old female seen in the dining room. She was one of the last sitting there. Was pleasant and engaging when I asked to sit with her, period. I'd been told that she had had some right foot discomfort, and patient, when asked about that, stated she also had low back pain, stiffness in the mornings, period. Commented that she would like to have a massage for that, period. Patient denies any trauma or change in her activities, that low back discomfort has been a years-long issue for her, period. Earlier this month, patient seemed to be more confused than her baseline, so a UA was ordered and it returned negative, was not reflexed, period. I did talk to staff about the fact that she has dementia and increased confusion can be monitored, and it's only if it continues or gets worse that looking for an etiology is indicated, period. Patient didn't bring up wanting to go back to her home, and she seems to have accepted the conversation that she had with her daughter and myself a couple of months back, that her home needed to be sold, and the daughter was putting that on the market with the understanding that patient was going to be living here the remainder of her life. And though she seemed a bit upset about it, clearly she's now accepting it, period. She's had no falls or other acute medical issues, period. Diagnoses: unspecified dementia with recent progression, no significant BPSD, atrial fibrillation, depression, GERD, and OAB. Medications unchanged from 12-8 note, allergies, hydrocodone, and NSAIDs. Diet, regular mechanical soft with thin liquid. Code status is DNR. Vital signs, 140 over 71, 66, 97, 16, 98%, and 144 pounds. General, pleasant older female seated in the dining room. She was engaging when I sat with her, period. Neuro, patient makes eye contact. She smiles. She's animated. Speech is clear. Orientation is times two. She'll voice her need. She has short-term memory deficits. Is able to give some information and appears to understand most of what is said to her, period. She is independent in 5 of 6 ADLs, does have an aid for standby while showering, though she asks if she can do it without monitoring, period. Okay, cardiac. Patient has an irregular rhythm at a regular rate without murmur, rubber, gallop. Respiratory, a normal effort and rate, clear lung fields, no cough, and symmetric excursion. Abdomen soft, slightly protuberant, non-tender, bowel sounds present. GU, patient has urinary leakage despite being on Mirbetriq, denies dysuria. GI, no difficulty chewing or swallowing, denies dyspepsia, and is continent of bowel, period. AMP number one, unspecified dementia, moderate status. She appears more relaxed, engages in some activities, comes out for meals, and still puts effort into her personal care, period. And she's not been focusing on talking to her daughter to get her out of here so she can go back and live in her home, period. Next is urinary leakage. Patient has had a UA that ruled out a UTI. She is on Mirbetriq 50 milligrams QD and states that she still has leakage without dysuria. She wants to continue on the Mirbetriq period. Next is musculoskeletal pain. Tramadol 50 milligrams QID is effective without causing sedation or increased confusion. Continue with same period. Patient is below the maximal daily dosage for her age period. Next is atrial fibrillation. Patient is on digoxin 0.125 milligrams QD. A DIG level was obtained on 6/20/25. Patient was just below target range. However, heart rate was in control of between normal parameters, period. Next is depression. Patient appears to be doing well on Prozac 20 milligrams QD. Will continue as is. 99350.